boys, today we are going old school with the Lakewood Brewing P1 Salute. You'd forgotten about it, hadn't you? Yep. Lakewood Brewing Company sent us their mistress of perfection, the Temptress.
The Temptress.
Now, this little seductress, she's like a dessert in a glass with its thick milk chocolate head. The caramel and chocolate malt.
I don't like the way you're talking.
Give it a complex and rich body. Crank this music up. She's voluptuous and will sneak up on you with her soft alcohol warmth. It's always at the tap room in your favorite neighborhood store. So find Temptress or any of Lakewood's brews at the Beer Finder at LakewoodBrewing.com. Lakewood Brewing, seriously, fun beer.
Yeah!
I believe it's over 9% alcohol by volume.
Hey, Matt, if you could go grab a couple of the Temp Try from the fridge in there, we would love you very much. I would like to sip on one as we're talking about Friday fun. Temptress is, she's the queen of the Lakewood arsenal,
no doubt.
Right?
Yes, sir.
It's so good.
Grab
you
one for Buff Tanner.
Look like you could use a cool one.
You certainly could, Clark. All right.
Talking.
So let's do a little Friday fun before we send you off into Stars Land. Yesterday we were talking, we did the trifecta on Michael Collins. R.I.P. Michael Collins, for those who don't know, and you know what? Perfectly okay if you don't. Michael Collins was part of the original lunar landing mission, Apollo 11. He piloted the rocket that went to the moon, but he didn't go on the moon.
Meh.
That was Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong that were on the moon together. He didn't do it. And so we were kind of talking about him at dinner parties, and people were like, so, you know, what do you do for a living, Mike?
Yeah.
Ah, you know, I'm kind of retired now, but I was an astronaut. Oh, an astronaut. Whoa, cool.
Astronaut.
You ever do anything fun? Well, actually, yeah, I went to the moon. Oh, wow. Which mission?
Which moon?
Well, again, the first one. Me. I flew the damn rocket ship. Oh, it's so cool. So you're out there with Neil Armstrong on the No, I never actually got on the moon because I was in the ship.
I had to stay with the car.
Yeah, I did. I had to pay the meter. So
the moon meter.
Yeah, so I never got on there, and then we joke about whoever's asking him the question just kind of looks around and is like, I got to go, because they're not impressed by the fact that he didn't get on the moon. So we found this audio from Norm Macdonald, and it turns out that Norm Macdonald, he's one of my comic heroes, that he himself did a bit on Michael Collins, the late, the great Michael Collins.
Great, I have heard this.
Yes, so awesome. Enjoy.
But I looked on my, because I like learning on my Wikipedia, and I looked because I was wondering about fame, the nature of fame, because it's changed so much, you know. And when I was young, it was one thing, and now it's a whole different thing. And I was wondering how many people have been to the moon, like have actually walked on the moon. So I looked on my magic telephone, and I found out only 13 or 14 in the entire history of the world. You would think that would make you very, very famous. But no. The last guy who walked, now you'd think he would be famous for being the last guy to be on the moon. His name was Harrison Schmitt. Now, who ever heard of him? Meanwhile, he goes all the way to the moon, hangs around there for a while, and comes back. He's not famous, but a girl with a giant ass is famous. Now, when I was young, a man who went to the moon was famous. And a lady with a giant ass, you'd go, can you stand over there? Because this is... Harrison Schmitt. So how many people that went to the moon do we even know? There was, we know the first ones. There was Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin. They went Apollo 11, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin. And even the third is hard to remember. His name was Michael Collins. And Michael Collins, in one of the just most unfair jokes, I don't know what it was, he got to go all the way to the moon, but not go on the moon. The moon, and then that little rope ladder, he wasn't allowed to go down. He had to stay in the lunar capsule while Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong went on the moon. And Michael Collins just looking out the window going, are those motherfuckers golfing? Good God, they're golfing. Wait a minute, they got a dune buggy now. I was only allowed to bring so much and they brought dune buggies. This is... I have to keep up a good face, I guess. And then Buzz and Neil, I'm sure they were nice guys. They didn't want to hurt Michael Collins, you know. So they probably went back, you know, to the lunar capsule, you know, and Michael Collins was like, what do you think, guys? What was the moon like? What was it like? And they were like, ah. It's all right if you like that kind of thing, I guess. I prefer the lunar capsule myself. I can't speak for Buzz, but I really do like the lunar capsule.
Oh, God.
So good.
That is so funny. Like, he's just sitting up there, you know, with the boosters on and looking out the window going, wait, they're playing golf?
How the hell did they get those dune buggies?
Yeah, they brought a car to the moon.
And you see the videos. I mean, they're literally frolicking about the moon while he's just looking out the window at them.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Okay, so this dropped earlier today. Now, we do a segment called Fun with Country Music.
Oh, my God.
This song dropped today.
Is this called country stuff?
It is.
I'm going to take off a little earlier than normal.
Fun with Country Music exists because we make fun of that genre of humans where all they talk about within their songs are the following tenets. Boots, jeans, beer and or alcohol, girl, truck, any type of critter, some form of southern food, a creek and or river, or a wooded area, hunting, fishing, guns, shotguns, of course, barns, fences, anything of that has that southern feel
you
to it as
dirt,
far as a structure.
Dirt road, didn't you?
Dirt road, yes. Dirt road for sure.
And you know the thing about this that is so far out there is it's not about like a personal experience.
No.
It's just pulling terms off the board that resonate with a certain audience.
100%.
Like I contend that a lot of the people doing this music over the years, it's like designing music that people will like as opposed to like designing something that means something to you.
It's an algorithm. Like,
yes. Thank you. It's an absolute TikTok algorithm is what this is.
It is. And it works and it sells. So here is, I would like to present to you Walker Hayes featuring Jake Owen with the song that Danny just mentioned, Country Stuff.
I tell you right here, if I'm Shane McAnally, what I do, I tell you what I do, I put it right here, I put it. I like beer that's cheap and cold. I like chairs that rock and fold. I like long cut winter green skull. And red man's what I chew. Got a yard full of car parts in it. I can dress you a hog in a minute. You're my number one amendment. It's gonna have to be number two, cuz I like shooting ducks and bucks. I like mud tires on my truck. I like old blue jeans, guitar strings, and dirt look. You know, I like girls that like to
look. I need to go back to the chorus for just a second because
I need to go back into the womb.
I
and start over, maybe on another planet.
Because,
that's really processed, man.
God. Yeah, it is. It's horrible.
It's like using the Lil Wayne.
Yeah, it is. His number one amendment is the number two.
I like shooting ducks and ducks.
Wait a minute. His number one amendment is the number two amendment?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You like that?
That's awesome.
He likes shooting ducks
and bucks. Yeah.
I like shooting ducks and bucks. I like mud tires on my truck.
Mud tires on my truck.
Old blue jeans, guitar strings, and dirt roads.
And dirt roads.
I like girls that like
girls that like the woods.
He worked in two in one sentence, woods and girls.
Girls that like the woods?
He likes girls that like the woods.
Usually my first question.
He likes
green tractors,
Dukes of Hazzard, and grits.
He's on to it.
Well, he's got
one,
you.
One out of three.
Now he's appealing to you. Oh, I love Dukes of Hazzard.
I love Dukes of Hazzard too,
he's
man.
He's just like me. That is the most unbelievable chorus.
That's like the whole algorithm.
It is. I mean, it truly is the best chorus ever.
You've got to agree with me that these were dudes that were sitting around, and they knew what the formula was, and they go, hey,
let's do it all.
Let's do it all.
I bet we could put the entire bingo card in one song.
Yes, let's
right.
do it. And they're laughing.
It's like they got a Gatling gun, and they're just freaking firing it away
yes,
in a circle.
And laughing.
Yes.
And they're going all the way to the bank.
To the fun bank.
Yes.
Yeah. You're my number one member. Just listen to it one more time through and through. I like shoes, bucks. I like mud tires on my trucks. I like old blue jeans, guitar strings, and dirt road. You know, I like girls that like the woods. I like kissing them on the hood. I like grain tractors, Dukes of Hazzard, and grits. And grits.
You know.
Country stuff. All right.
Country stuff.
Verse two.
I like country stuff. Country stuff. Country stuff. I like country stuff. Hey, is there whiskey from the
hand? I've got dogs named Jack and Daniel.
Shout out to Brown Foreman.
Hell yes, man.
Log that.
Hell yes.
I got dogs named Jack and Daniel. And my favorite shirts are flannel.
Me too, man.
I tear up some turn on green. Hey. Now taxidermy, that's our favorite movie.
You serious, Clark?
All right. Now look, I like Vacation.
Wow.
You serious, Clark? Favorite movie.
Boy, they are hitting the note.
They are.
You know I love fishing in the dark. The song
fishing in the dark.
I like ducks and bucks. I like mud tires on my trucks. I like cold blue jeans. Guitar strings and roads. In dirt road. I like girls that like the woods. I like kissing them on the hood. I like grain tractors. Dukes of Hazzard and grits. You know.
Cheese grits.
Oh, this is a new theme for the segment.
Country stuff. Yes, it is.
Our buddy Fitz makes the most astute point ever. He goes, this is Bro Country's take on late 90s Beck.
God, it is.
Doesn't it sound like Loser, kind of?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does.
Boy, nothing about the SEC and the entire song, though.
Oh, man.
We didn't get to verse three.
This is a 2-minute and 20-second song. This is early Beatles-length song, because you know why? They ran out of stuff. Country stuff.
Country stuff.
You can never run out.
I like country
That's
stuff.
That's Walker Hayes featuring Jake Owen. All right, there's Friday Fun, and
Bye. There
is our show.
Get that out of your head this weekend.
Go Stars!
This is it. Win and go home. Or they come back home. When do they play again after they win tonight?
Sunday,
then Monday, and that's it.
All right. There
Sunday
you go.
And Monday, and that's it. Maybe. Bye. Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Tie.
Fun week. As usual, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. We'll do it again on Monday. Y'all
country
have a safe
stuff.
Weekend, a fun weekend.
Do some country stuff.
Do a lot of country stuff. Bye-bye. This.